dark thoughts or a sounding board for the typically insane mom? Most people keep their diary to themselves.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Not Anna's app, Anna's diary.
Dear diary, did you know that TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Home Goods are the same company? Now, I understand why Home Goods is a standalone, but can't we all just agree that TJ Maxx and Marshalls are basically the exact same store? They should just merge names and call themselves like TJ Marshalls or Marsh Max. Here's what I do know about going to TJ Marshalls. You have to prepare for battle when you shop there. Like Dora the Explorer, I bring my handy-dandy backpack in case I need tools or a map to navigate through those crowded aisles. And standing in between those aisles is like being in a jungle in the Amazon looking for treasure. You're most likely sweating and constantly looking over your shoulder for a predator, aka another woman that's eyeing the same blouse as you. I see one approaching me and I turn around and I say, "Swiper, no swiping!" And you have to be ready to pounce like a cheetah if you see a designer top mixed in with the no-name brands. The other day, I found a Theory dress. It was buried under a pile of neon pink crop tops. And I cried. I cried tears of happiness. It's as though I had found the Holy Grail. Years of searching for this moment. Granted, it had a ripped sleeve, it was covered in dust, and smelled like an 80-year-old woman's closet. But it was there, and it was my size. It was my size. Okay, it actually wasn't my size. It's a size smaller than I like to admit that I am, but I bought it anyway. And it was 1/3 of the full retail price. 1/3. Maybe I'll fit into it one day, right? And as I clutched my treasure, I buried my head into my shopping cart with its wobbly wheels, and I was ready to plow down anyone that got in the way of me and that cashier. But, as always, despite having 12 registers, there's only 3 people working them, and I'm stuck in that line, sandwiched between 2 walls filled with dog toys, quirky mugs, Yankee candles, only the ones that have smells that no one wants, like tree wreath, pine, and sadness mixed together. Then there's those bags of banana chips and gourmet popcorn. Who buys those? When it's finally my turn, I realize I forgot a bag. Luckily, TJ Marshalls has those high-quality reusable bags easily available for 99 cents. And I choose the one with the giant dog face. And with that, sweet victory! I have survived another trip, and I've spent $79 on a dress that doesn't fit me.